soundtracks I've prepared.
Three?
You're welcome.
What are you talking about?
No,
I know.
Yeah, okay.
I know. What? Huh?
Oh my god.
Okay, just play one of those.
Okay, this one was.
Yeah. Play the one that you played.
9, 8, 7, 6.
Okay, just back up a little bit.
I'm so freaking creative.
Oh, did you just back up a little bit?
Back up where a little bit?
Back in the right here.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
What's the problem?
Just play now.
Yeah, okay.
You're too close to the microphone. You're too close to the microphone.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, are you ready?
Shut up and sit down.
Hi.
Yo.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
You good?
Yeah, how
are
you?
Okay, ghosts.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, is it a shame?
I would like to just, you know, bother you a little bit before it. We get into the main thing.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the 9th episode of The More.
Woo.
I'm here with my co-host, Parzo Sheikh Hassani. My name is Mehdi Adigari, and today is Thursday, 3:41.
Did you just mention my family name?
Yes, I did.
How is that possible?
I did.
Oh my God.
Mention your name. And today we're here with you with another topic. I'm not sure what the topic is. It's about what? Extraterrestrials?
Yeah, supernatural.
Extraterrestrial life, supernatural, metaphysics.
Yeah.
And whatever. So, I'm not sure how much we're going to go into these topics. I actually have prepared a little bit of what you said we would talk about.
That's a very good thing.
But yeah. Have you ever seen ghosts?
Nope. I wish I would, but no.
Why? Why do you wish to see a ghost?
I don't know. I'd like to try new stuff, like things I don't know about.
Okay.
Which I can get to know them.
What do you think you're going to know when you see a ghost?
I have no idea. Probably not.
Probably
I don't
not.
Know. Maybe. I don't know.
I can't connect to my VPN. Oh, that's a shame.
Oh.
That's a shame. Oh.
You changed the proxy.
Oh, there it is.
Okay,
so there's a definition of ghosts here. I'm going to read it about supernaturals.
Mm-hmm.
So in folklore, a ghost, sometimes known as an apparition, hunt, phantom, there are lots of names, poltergeist, shade, specter, spirit, spook, and wraith, is the soul or spirit of a dead person or animal that can appear to the living. In ghost lore descriptions, ghosts vary widely from an invisible presence to a transculant, which means a barely visible wisps, like shapes, to realistic lifelike forms.
Mm-hmm.
The deliberate attempt to contact the spirit of a deceased person is known as necromancy, like, you know, trying to contact the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Or in spiritism as a seance, where people sit around and do all sorts of, you know, whatever. There's a table. What is the name of the table? I forgot. There's this table. Do you know the name? There's the table, and people put their fingers on a saucer, and the saucer moves somehow.
It has a board under it.
Ouija board. That's the name. Yes, Ouija board. So people just do what I don't know what exactly they do on a Ouija board. Basically, there are a couple of people around sit and try to contact the ghost, and I'm not sure how exactly it works, and it's kind of stupid because, you know, the ghost is trying to communicate to people through flying saucers
on
a board. But yes.
Yeah.
And why do you think people are fascinated by ghosts?
Because they don't know about them. That's the thing. I feel like, you know, when you just don't know about something, when you have no idea what it is, what's going to do to you. So I feel like, you know, maybe it's so mysterious. It's like, you know,
And do you think ghosts exist?
Maybe. They do exist, but not in the world. Maybe not.
Not in the world?
Yeah.
Where do you think
like,
they exist?
Not in the planet we're exactly living. I mean, why should they just contact us? They have their own life, their own plans.
Oh, they have their own planet?
Plans?
You
know about that? I mean, I can't say living. We're spending their time.
Are they like dead people or?
I don't know about zombies, like, you know.
No, they're not zombies.
Yeah.
They're like dead.
But the spirit thing is there, like the soul.
The formation of a spirit wandering around. It's like, why do they exist?
That is also a very good question.
Yeah, and why? Like, the question is because the thing is, people are not sure whether these, whether these ghosts, formations, poltergeists, and whatever they're called, are the afterlife version of somebody who's dead.
That's right.
And if they are dead, what are they doing here?
So you mean you don't believe in ghosts?
I'm not saying that I don't believe in ghosts. I'm just asking questions, basically. You know, questions. I ask questions.
You don't answer.
And
it's not your type, huh?
What? What?
And then just,
what did you say?
Forget about it. Yeah, calm down.
But you know, the thing is, you know, it's interesting to me, ridiculously interesting to me, because you know, when a ghost appears in a place, things change.
That's right.
And why? And like, you know, you just door opens and you know.
Yeah, maybe they're just in movies. Maybe in reality, it's not.
And people have actually reported to have seen these things, not actually in movies. Like people have reported very numerously.
It's just weird.
No, just people have reported to have seen ghosts, like, and they had to have felt ghosts, like to have seen, lights go on and off, a door opens, and something you know falls off. And you know, my question is, why do these happen? Like, if a ghost wants to try to communicate,
exactly,
why does he or she just do these stuff? Like, you know, I'm trying to, you know, close the door right now.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what that guy does, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, yo, that guy's like sleeping perfectly, like he's happy. Let me just, you know, turn off the light and see what he does.
Yeah.
Like, it's stupid
sick.
To me.
Yeah, it's sick.
Probably like a portrait, like an image that TV has shown us, these things that happen around us, but we don't see who is doing them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a very stereotypical, you know, image of ghosts, whatever.
It's like sadistic.
What do you think ghosts would do? Actually would do?
I have no idea. Seriously, I've never seen one.
What do you think they would do?
Like, would they like what you're talking about is just in movies. They're all in like films, and I know there's people just reported they've seen ghosts, but I'm saying maybe it's not real. Like people say they've seen UFOs. Like if a UFO exists, then why we can't ever see one of them? Like 90% of it has been explained by actually scientists. They know what it is. They know how it works. Like it might be a cloud or whatever, but 10% of it is still left, which we don't know what it is.
10%.
It's exactly like ghosts. I feel like maybe we just don't know a little bit of like how they will just do things, and just I don't know how they work, why they're doing it, like the examples you said. I have no idea.
So there are two explanations. Either they actually do exist.
Either they're not.
There are all also follow-up questions as to why how and what they're doing here and what do they want and where they're going. Or they don't actually exist and they're just a figment of our imagination.
That's right.
It's like a telematic image which we create in our minds and so on. So, but yeah, and I actually have never had the experience of, you know,
seeing one
per se. Like I've actually never seen a ghost like per se, but I don't know. I'm just, you know, I've heard noises and whatever and so on and so forth, you know.
Yeah, what did you have for dinner?
Probably was a ghost. Probably was the ghost of an old lady wearing a white dress, just, you know, trying to laugh.
Okay,
what would you do if you went home and you're alone and the lights go off, like the entire electricity just goes off, and a couple of seconds after the electricity goes off, you hear a very old lady laughing in the other room.
Laughing?
Yes.
Holy crap. Okay.
What do you do?
And
then you just, you get in, you know? You go into the room and you see a short, medium height old lady wearing a white bride dress.
White dress, beautiful.
You can feel it, right? You can feel the horror.
Okay, yeah.
That's right. Actually creepy to have, you know, to see these
but
things.
But it's cool. I would love to try it.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you do if you're like home alone and then the lights fucking go off?
Yeah.
Your parents are not home, and then you hear a baby, you know, cry and laugh.
A baby crying and laughing?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
You're
using a paradox or whatever.
Just imagine.
Crying and laughing.
Imagine.
Like, how is that possible? Like, laughing for 3 seconds.
Trying to deviate from the question because you're scared.
Okay.
Because you're scared. You can just imagine that scenario.
It scared the shit out of me.
You did. It's gonna tonight.
Okay, come on.
Wait for that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I will.
So, yeah.
I will.
What would you do if you... What would you do? What would I do
yeah.
if I saw the lady? I mean, like, yo, to be honest, if the lights went off and I was in the apartment and I heard a, you know, a fucking lady, an old lady in the other room laughing, I would just get the fuck out of the place.
What if you couldn't, huh?
You know,
the doors are just locked. You can't get the hell out of the house.
Like,
thing,
let's keep it realistic to a point. Like, doors don't get locked.
Well, if they want to stay in a place, if they ask you actually to just be in the place, they will close the door. They're not that stupid. Probably.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that like a theory that you just made?
Yeah.
But yeah,
let's
just a scenario that, you know, whatever. But I would basically
run away.
Run away.
Okay.
I would run away.
Yeah.
I would very much run away.
Yeah.
I have no interest in talking to a lady who's old and wears a white.
Wouldn't you just shoot
dress?
That person with like a Winchester?
I don't have a Winchester.
Yeah, me neither. I wish I would.
If I did, I wouldn't shoot a ghost because it's a ghost nonetheless. So
that's for sure.
Wouldn't matter. It's just a kind of a transculant body. It's not a physical body. It's just But yeah, so it would be a waste of bullet, first of all. And then I would just damage the property of my apartment. So
that's right.
And the ghost would just become angrier. So that's no point.
Become angry. Okay.
Because I have tried to shoot the ghost in the stomach. Which is not a good idea. Don't ever try that.
That's for sure.
At home. I'm not. Thank I don't know what I'm
advice.
Talking about right now.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Let me know to take right. it out. Yeah.
So that goes to the topic of extraterrestrial life.
That's
okay. So aliens.
If you're just
whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's just. It's great. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
UFOs. I don't know about them.
Yeah.
99% of the videos are just taken with a awfully shitty 140 pixel. Camera, like, you know, how come nobody takes a 4K video of an actual UFO? Since everybody's with
that's
a phone right now,
right?
Everybody has a phone these days, and they're just, well, if somebody sees every video you see on YouTube is like either a slow or a pixelated video, or somebody is zoomed in all the way, and you just don't see anything.
Yeah.
It's just very hard to figure out.
Yeah, I told you, 90% of it was actually fake, but the rest of it, which means 10%, is actually still mysterious for people. I don't know, but for everyone,
mysterious and ridiculously unclear.
Yeah, like if I'm not making a mistake, 1942, Los Angeles.
Okay.
It was World War II. There was a UFO, and it just attacked people because they were in a war. They couldn't really feel it, like the whole thing. Actually, I mean, how serious it is, like the UFO is. So they still thinking if it was a real one.
So the UFO mixed itself in the war.
Exactly.
And people didn't think it was a UFO.
Yes.
I see.
That's right.
One of the things that people actually consider mysterious is dreams.
Dreams.
It's like, you know, yes, it's scientifically.
Yeah.
Been explained, not proven. Explain, you know, dreams are, you know, chemical reactions in the brain and so on and so forth,
exactly.
And pictures and so on, whatever. But, you know, there are a lot of instances where people, you know, meet actual people and they get inspirations and get answers from them.
That's right.
And they use their dreams to either, you know, form a conclusion of what's going to happen in the future.
I know.
So it's like
something like a deja vu thing, you know?
Deja vu is one of them. It's actually like, you know, science has tried to provide an explanation as to what deja vu is, but then again, it doesn't prove what deja vu is. So it's still a mystery. And they say it's like a, you know, a mental trick, a kind of an error that your brain makes, which I think is very unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
And the mysteries surrounding it is like, you know, past life.
That's
basically
right.
Like you go to a foreign country which you've never been to, and then
you
go to a place and you just, you know, you get a spark of this mentality, like this looks very familiar. This is the first time you're in that country, but it feels familiar. So it, like, you know, your mind might be playing a trick on you, or you've actually been to that place.
Have you ever experienced it before?
Yes, I have.
Cool.
It depends on how, like, some deja vus last for a long time.
That's
some deja vus like just pass by and they're very interesting.
That's right.
Personally, I've actually not deja vu, just, you know, basically I have this tendency of feeling I've seen many of the things.
That's
like
right.
It's not deja vu per se. It's like remembering things.
I know
that have never happened to me.
That's right.
But about dreams, let me ask you a question. How often do you dream?
I always dream. I most of the time dream, but I can't remember every dream I see directly. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Have you ever had a dream where you felt that you were in control of your dream?
A lot of times, yeah. So many times.
Like you knew it was a dream.
Yeah, and but then, I couldn't wake up. I couldn't actually... I mean, I knew it was a dream, but it was like sometimes I wanted to just go on with that dream to see what happens in the end. But sometimes it was not that way. Like I wanted to get up, but I couldn't.
Was it a bad dream?
I don't know. Maybe.
What I'm trying to say is like, you know, just trying to clarify this. Yeah. It's not a nightmare. It's like...
I know it's not a nightmare.
You're dreaming, mm-hmm. and then you realize it's a dream.
Yeah.
You know it's like it's not real, and then you basically are controlling it over your body inside a dream, and you can do whatever you want.
Exactly.
And you can wake up whenever you want.
Yeah, that actually happened. Yeah.
Right.
So, about it?
Did you like the feeling of being in control of your dream?
It's new. It's actually... I like new stuff. And it is actually kind of a weird thing that does not happen very often.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. It is mysterious. Actually, it's really complicated.
But are you sure you were in control of the dream?
I don't know about that. Like, if I just controlled the dream or the dream controlled me...
Actually, no, it's not the... Like, like what I'm trying to say is, like, because... A couple of years ago, the first time I experienced this was a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had an argument with my mother, mm-hmm. and then I was very upset.
That's right.
It was around this time, I think. It was like 4:30. I remember exactly.
Wow.
And then I just took a nap
mm-hmm.
In the room, and it was the first time that it happened to me. I had a dream where I was... In the middle of the year, it was like there were a lot of trees,
mm-hmm.
and I felt two bodies mm-hmm. at the same time. One, my physical body in the room, mm-hmm. sleeping, actually feeling it. Another body up in the air mm-hmm. inside a dream. I was so delirious, so happy, so unimaginably happy that I was like screaming and mm-hmm. literally crying in the dream. It was like a very, very undescribable surreal experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up and then I was like so you know, fascinated by the experience
mm-hmm.
that I went on the internet and then I searched controlling dreams and whatever, just keywords of, you know, controlling dreams and
right.
how can, and then I found out, and I kept reading up until the night on that day
mm-hmm.
and I found out that this particular thing is called lucid dreaming.
Wow.
That it's actually a science. And in the 1950s, an American scientist mm-hmm. took this science into practice. And the thing is, you are in control of your dream, and the dream feels very, very real.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you feel you're both, you know, your physical body in the real form.
I know what you're saying.
And whatever. And mm-hmm. it's just, the thing is, I'm not sure about the astral
mm-hmm.
aspect of it, because astral projection is one of the beliefs that in your dreams you are sent in another world.
Yes, right.
Where you gather information, talk about, you know, talk mm-hmm. to people and so on. But the thing is, there are a lot of techniques to having lucid dream. You just don't have them. I mean, you accidentally have them, because the fact that you said I couldn't get up from a dream, I understand it wasn't a lucid dream, because lucid dreams are very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get excited, when you realize that it's a lucid dream...
I just wondered, you mean that type of dream? But yeah, just both of them happens to me.
It's like the dream goes off.
I know.
It's just, you know, the moment you realize it's a lucid dream, the dream just fades away.
I know.
And then you're back
exactly.
into believing that this is a dream.
Yeah, and you...
this is reality.
I know. Like, I remember every time it happens to me, I wake up and just, I'd be like, nah, just go back to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. So there are a lot of techniques to this, right? There are a lot of techniques as to how to keep this.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned those techniques. I'm not going to share it right now. It's just not in the interest of time right now. But,
that's right.
But one of the most beautiful experiences I've had mm-hmm. with that, because it goes into the category of metaphysics, you
that's know. Right.
It's actually, this is something that I love talking about. You see how passionately I'm talking about this.
I wish people could see your face right now.
Thing is like, one of the dreams I had was, you know, it was a night sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had this dream where I woke up. I mean, I, you know, found myself in this in this place where it was like dawn.
Uh-huh.
Dawn, dusk. It was twilight.
Yeah.
And then It was a still light outside. It was like a gray, like a orange tint of sun on the horizon. There was mountains, and there was this tent. Right beside me, there was a tent. There was a very old tent, like the texture of the fabrics of the tent were kind of decomposed. But still, because there was a wind blowing, the tent was making this sound. You know, the tent was making this sound. And there was a river a couple of feet from me. And I was alone in that vast area.
That's right.
I could hear the sound of the tent being blown away by the wind. And then I went to the water, and then I had my right hand, sank my hand into the water, and then I felt the coldness of the water. The beautiful thing about this is, and I touched a rock at the same time. I was like touching the rock. I knew it was a dream. And I was trying to keep myself relaxed and not to lose that experience. The fact that my brain so very well, very well fabricate this feeling so realistically that I could actually feel the texture of this rock and coldness of the water and the wind blowing in my hair and the sound of that tent.
Yeah.
I'm just explaining you this thing. These are words. But if you could experience what I actually experienced at that time, it was one of my last lucid dreams that I had, because I stopped, you know, doing those techniques. It was like a couple of years ago.
Wow. So you've planned for it?
I practiced.
Wow.
I actually practiced lucid dreaming for 4 years.
That's so cool.
I have a bundle of papers and notebooks of my dreams, because one of the techniques of having lucid dreaming is whenever you wake up, you have to write whatever you dreamt of, whatever is in details.
That's very cool.
I have that, and I stopped a couple of years ago. But, just life happened.
Yeah.
And I used to do a lot of very things. But, you know, the fact that I'm talking about this so passionately is that the experience was so surreal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what it is. Was it an astral projection? Was it actually in another place, time, in another dimension? Or was it my brain? Either of these things, it was just very, very fascinating.
That's right.
And if it was not an astral projection, good fucking job on the brain. Amazing job on the brain. I love this organ.
Yeah.
I love this organ.
Mine doesn't matter.
So, huh?
Totally. Yeah. In everything, I guess, in so many fields, just mind does the matter.
Yeah. It's... So, the thing is, I'm talking about this. Like, have you ever had one of these?
I was thinking about it. I remember this thing. I don't know if it is what you were saying or not. When I was a kid, I used to play piano a lot. I was good at it. And then I just left it like... I don't know why I'm doing this, but like, yeah, I dreamed that I got just older. Like I was a young lady, like 21, 22, I don't know, something like that. And then I was playing piano on a very, very big stage. I can't remember what it was because I was a kid. And then I could just totally feel the things, like everything in there, like flowers and everything. And it was beautiful. And people were cheering, like audiences, and I felt like, yeah, you know, one of my friends were there, and yeah, she just touched my back, like, hey, what are you doing?
Was it a lucid dream?
I totally felt it. I don't know.
Or was it a dream that you remember most fondly?
I don't know. I don't know.
Have you ever written your dreams?
No, I've never done it.
Well, you try that.
Yeah, I've never done it.
They're beautiful.
They're so beautiful.
I mean, I love dreams.
I was a kid, you know, like seven or eight, something like that. It was like, yeah.
But yeah.
No, I also had very bad dreams, like nightmares, which were this way. It was weird.
Yeah, I used to have nightmares too when I was when I was a child, actually 7-8 years. Something that we call a night terror or incubus, something that you feel that something is on you and you can't get up and you can't breathe or scream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That kind of night terror thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to have a couple of them, you know, back when I was.
It's so cool you just wrote everything.
Yeah, and I still have them, and I still remember those dreams. And
I wish I would do something like that.
And I remember a couple of dreams that I had when I was like 3-4 years old.
Wow, no way.
Yeah. The thing is,
Welcome.
It's just basically,
he's
back.
Okay.
But yeah, that's my share of these things, you know.
That's so cool.
It's just so beautiful that I want to get back to doing it again. It's just something that I keep for, yeah, you know, myself for every day.
The thing is that I've never tried to do it, but well, it happened. I don't know, it just came out of nowhere, maybe.
But yeah.
But I would love to just try what you've done, because I feel like it's so cool.
One of my recurring... thank you. One of my recurring dreams, I'm not trying to talk about dreams anymore, is about, I think I have this subconscious fear of space.
Space?
Space, actual space, the mass, the dark matter. It's like the thought of this unbelievably, inexplicably huge space between planets.
Okay, yeah.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Yeah, like you need to speak up. Yeah.
Okay.
You see, I'm actually more closer to the microphone than you are.
It's just my problem. Okay.
Right.
So, what were you saying? Sorry.
I was talking
just
about.
Don't, please.
I was talking about the.
You can't blame me for it.
The fear of space.
Yeah. I used to actually, I'd love to become, and, you know, I really wanted to work in NASA when I was a kid. Like, when I was 10 years, 11, something like that, I really wanted to do it. Well, I just figured out I'm too lazy to become an astronaut. Because, you know, you need to study. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, how about you stay in this position?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, that's
we're
better.
Good. Yeah.
But yeah.
So, yeah, I still love to do that. Like traveling to space and everything and knowing about it. I just love it.
Right. So the thing is, like, you know.
It's not really, it is scary because it's huge. I have no idea what it is, what will happen to me, like if I go
look,
there.
Look, if you just get floats in space, isn't that scary?
You can't, actually.
What do you mean you can't?
I mean, you can't.
Somebody drops
your body
you off.
Will just your body will definitely explode.
No, I mean like
the pressure there is just too much. I can't imagine.
I know.
I just can't imagine it. Like,
you know,
it's just too fake. I mean, it's just scary. It is scary.
Yeah. It is scary. Like there is like literally, you can't fall down.
Yeah.
You can't go up.
Yeah.
There's nothing to hold on to. You just fucking float in space, and it's fucking scary. It's just dark.
It is scary.
And the planets are very far from each other.
But it's not really dark. Dark. Is that?
Don't get too scientific on me.
I'm not.
Don't get too scientific on me. I have my own.
okay
with your stomach?
Yeah, would you please not? I'm feeling uncomfortable.
I'm okay with my stomach.
Okay, I'm leaving. No. I can't just leave. It's unfair. Damn it. All right. I'm okay with my stomach.
Yeah,
thank you.
Right. But yeah. So.
Don't touch this. What are you laughing at? No, it's unfair. You guys are just.
The heat
has
gotten into her. Summer is not for the weak.
Okay, would you please not be this sarcastic? Because I can do that too, and it's not really good. You know?
No, I'm actually talking real because I'm not sarcastic.
Okay.
I'm never sarcastic.
You're never sarcastic.
When I'm talking about something, I'm just, you know.
You're never sarcastic.
I mean, I'm saying, what I'm trying to say is the heat has gotten into your head. So you're being
It's not
very
scientific
grumpy.
If you're being realistic. The heat can't exactly get into my head. It's
right.
impossible.
It got into your body.
That is actually more.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm
chill. You know.
I'm chill.
But you got angry. You just lost your temper.
I didn't. It was like a showing of excitement.
Yeah.
You know, it's not being angry or mad.
Do you see how I'm very oblivious or very calm towards sarcasm?
Okay.
You're the opposite. I'm like, if you're sarcastic, I'm like...
Look, I know what you're saying. Look,
okay, that was a good effort.
Actually, this podcast we're recording should be comedy, so I'm trying to make it a little bit more like, you know...
Goody.
Comedy.
Yeah, you should be, yeah.
Oh, really, this goody is just...
What is that? Goody?
I don't know, yeah.
Is it bad? I'll try to say it more then.
Yeah, okay.
If it's like bad for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Goody.
Okay.
Is there anything else that you prefer?
There are actually points I'd like to talk about.
What
you're saying.
Oh, the points you like to talk about,
yes.
eh?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
So, do you have anything in mind? I know you don't like it.
It's fine.
Yeah, we're good.
It's good. I'm good.
Goody.
I'm good.
Goody.
I'm good. It's your loss, though. I mean, like, you're...
Who's lost, though?
It's your loss because American sounds much better and British sounds trash.
It sounds trash.
It's like the fact that you're trying to mix both of them is even, like, worse than, you know, speaking either of them, so...
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Sarcastic.
But American sounds much better.
American. Yeah, it does.
I mean,
yes, but mom always keeps telling me.
Realistically, I don't hate British accents.
I know.
It's like, it gets tiring after some time.
Like, it is exactly the same goody is.
Goody?
To me, exactly.
Gets tiring?
A goody is fine. I mean, it's like.
My goody.
Yeah.
That's goody.
Okay.
Very. All right, all right, all right.
Okay. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for listening. I have an announcement to make. You see, some people have been lazy regarding where to listen to the podcast.
That's right.
So I have decided to create, you know, I have actually already created a channel on Telegram, but I haven't been, I haven't been, you know, posting the episodes on that channel. So I'm going to post all of the episodes on that channel, give people the address. So if people want to download or stream on Telegram, they can do so easily. So,
that is a very good thing.
But I would suggest people to actually listen to the podcast on platforms.
That's
Spotify, there's a lot of, you know, Apple Podcasts, there's Stitcher, Castbox, Radio Public.
You're doing too much for it.
But you can just basically download an app and search for the program. So thank you very much for listening. This was the 9th episode. We're gonna catch you in the next one.
Yeah.
No.
No.
What?
I don't know.
Goodbye.
You. Yeah. Should we just seriously? I still got questions.
You got questions?
Yeah.
No, we can't ask questions. No,
okay.
We can't repeat it. We're going. I'm leaving
repeat
the place.
Repeat again.
I'm leaving the place.
No, I have questions.
I'm leaving the place.
How was your exam? No. Okay. Okay, we're leaving. Okay, we're good.
Goodbye.
If you're seriously. Wait.
What?
Okay. But I have a goodbye thing, a soundtrack in here, which is so cool. Would you please not?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I got a very cool goodbye in here.
Please don't.
Okay.
Kiss the, the microphone.
Yeah, it's not really my, it's not my lover. I wouldn't, someone else's. Okay, favorite.
Keep it here.
Okay. Where is that bye-bye thing?
Let me actually, if you can't find it, I'm just going to say it.
Yeah. Wait.
Goodbye.
Okay, wait.
We'll see you.
No.
Next Thursday.
Oh, I couldn't find it. Okay.
Can
I just play an applause for us because we're doing very good? Yeah.
I'm going to put the
applause. Yeah, we need an
applause.
Nah, I'm going to put an applause.
Okay.
Just omit it later. Yeah. Okay, it's applause. Where is it? Applause. Later be applause.
Look at his face. Look at this. Look at his face.
I can't find it.
Look at his face. He's like. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, all of you.
For it.
All 2,000 of you are sitting here listening to us talk about random bullshit. We'll see you in the next episode.
Woo. Thank you. Bye bye. They didn't get it. I'm leaving. All right. Yeah, it was a mess.